Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it. Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Hey, looks like I finally fixed it. Sorry that it just seems like Block Talk Radio likes to update things when I'm trying to go live on the air. I don't know why it does that, but it just does. Well, anyway, I'm busy trying to get things together. Wicked exhausted. Tonight's going to probably be a short show. I'm looking into getting, better cell phone so I can make better videos to promote Obi's Fitness Center and, you know, do little videos and stuff, because the phone I have is just craptastic, just absolutely craptastic. And I'm doing the best I can, working with what I can, so really trying that. I'm trying to, like, also open up a couple things, and something I wrote I wanted to read today. So there's the hub pages. Where is it? I thought I was already logged into my hub pages. Oh man, I have to come back in. What the? Okay, I guess I can sign in now. Oh, I guess I finally published 100 hubs. Huh. Wow. Actually trying to bring that up. Wow. Where is it? trying to, where'd it go? I'm trying to bring this up. Okay, yeah, this is something that I wrote myself. I'm trying to bring up. I wanted to read it, you know, about my life and how I, you know, something I wanted to be open and honest and talk about. And, you know, I decided, you know, for myself, and this has been a while, that I'm going to stay celibate and celebrate celibacy until I'm actually in a relationship. And no, I'm not going to be a person that is going to sex text guys. I don't want pictures of penises being sent to me. I am saving for myself, like, you know, for someone in my life. Now, I don't care what anybody says. I've been trying to keep writing about this, but this is something I wrote on Hub Pages. And it's following your path of celibacy until entering into a relationship. Follow your path, even if you don't conform to society's modern ways, and this is my choice, respect celibacy and carry on. In the world today, it's highly pushed in society everywhere, sex. I hear and read about how much sex sells and people profit off of it. Yes, I could agree that people who are making millions of dollars off of sex are really smart, but if indeed many people would agree, you can have as much sex as you want and you should not condemn anyone that does have a lot of sex, then it shouldn't bother anyone that a small majority of people in this world today should be able to talk openly and honestly about celibacy. Waiting to be in a relationship and wanting to be intimate is not a crime. People should not feel like a criminal because today's society would like to guilt trip those that do not go along with the majority of the crowd. It is our right in America for our freedom of speech to be heard, and you should not have to feel like you're wearing a scarlet letter on the front of your shirt if you have different views on wanting to be intimate. Well, with someone that you connect with. Waiting and staying celibate, maybe because some people might do it for a religious reason, while others may not do it for that. For myself, personally, I have decided to stay celibate until I'm in an actual relationship. Now, whether or not, at the fact that I am open and honest about my decision to stay celibate makes anyone mad and thinks I'm out of my mind or people think I'm a prude, I really do not care, so what can I say? If in this modern-day society we can be open and speak all about sexual activity and what we do in the bedroom on social media, magazines, and people write articles about it, then we should be able to speak very openly about celibacy and saying it is okay to wait until someone special enters into our lives. If it makes men mad that I'm not into sex texting or that I do not want to send naked pictures of myself to social media via email or cell phones or whatever form of communication there is today, what can I say? If indeed it makes me an unpopular woman for the opposite sex, I honestly do not care. I read all over social media and see on Facebook threads how men feel disrespected from women. If any man cannot see that I'm being respectful and sticking with my ideas in my own way of life, once again, what can I say? I think there's too much emphasis on sex, especially right now when I'm working on my own success. Basically, I'm more focused on studying to become a certified fitness trainer, working full-time, working out 4 to 5 times a week so I can get into the best shape of my life, run my own radio, and work a film. Right now, I do not have time to have any type of drama to enter my life. I cannot spend time where men are just way too picky, and I cannot worry about guys at all anymore because there are things I'm doing right. Honestly, I'm excited about studying to become a certified fitness trainer. I saved up the money myself and paid to get the study material myself and won't get certified. Even with doing my radio show, with getting connections and getting guests on my show, I am the one that is doing everything. I know some women say they are doing things, but behind closed door, actually they have a man helping them out when they're saying they are doing things themselves, when indeed they have guys kissing their butts because they think they have a chance to get into the pants of these women. I don't need to have any guys think that way of me. I like people knowing the fact that I'm doing everything by myself, and this is something I feel I have this wonderful feeling inside that is blossoming every day. I don't think about men that much anymore because I'm much more focused on what I'm doing. I waited about 8 years to sign up to get the material and to study to become a certified fitness trainer, and I'd rather spend time studying in my spare time than actually going on a date. There's no drama at all in my life when I'm focused on what I'm doing and push the idea of sex or being intimate out of my mind. Yes, it is possible to stay focused and not think about sex. Actually, if you look at some studies, you can read about stored up sexual energy is such a great and powerful thing. Sex is so much better when you have a connection with someone. Well, I think it is because it is really thought about as sex, but more along the lines of making love. The words making love, you do not hear that much more today. Everyone just throws the words around, sex, 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 sex. When there is a connection with someone, it is so much stronger and powerful when you're connected with someone than when you're not. Actually, this is how I feel, and I want to keep it that way. So if indeed it bothers people that I talk about celibacy and staying celibate until I am in some sort of relationship with someone, I honestly do not care. Once again, and indeed, speaking openly, honestly about celibacy is not favored by the majority of the people in society today. I honestly don't care. I'd rather stick to what I'm doing in my life because this positive vibe that I'm going on right now, I think I want to stay on this for at least a little while longer. So that was something that I actually had wrote today. Let's see. What song did I want to play? Take a little break here. Let's play Found My Way by Cardiac, and I'll be back.
Sonic Beast.
I got a real body girl, so I'm done with the feel. Ex-jock, but I still jock her. I ain't ashamed, I'm kinda proud, she's my doctor. She fixed my heart when I couldn't get a beat to start. Without her, I wouldn't have a beating heart. It's unexplainable, baby, take my words apart. I used to speak, but now I seem to hardly talk. Hushed tones, I'm staring at a work of art. Cause she the best, she the sun, she the sky, yeah. She the moon, she the star, she my energy. Here I'm never tired, cause baby, you the best in here. I put it on my mama, y'all all I ever need. A winning lotto number, and 50 feels of green. One of the prettiest things that I've ever seen. Someone tell me I'm dreaming, cause I don't wanna leave. Birthday cake, I wanna make a wish, make it last forever. I know the good times fade, prepare for stormy weather. You my guiding light, and yeah, you're with forever. I can't predict, don't wanna fight the feeling. Yeah, everything I ever missed, everything I'm needing. Vampire attack, and yo, I guess I'm bleeding. I give her all for you, baby girl, there's no retreating. I'm on the front line, I'ma hold it down. Cause I'm the dude that wouldn't ever let you down. And if I ever did, I would apologize. Cause you know I'm not the mother guy.
Okay, I'm back here, and I'm just trying to bring up some of the other things that I've actually written. But I'm trying to see what else I've written before. Let's see. Okay, here's something else. I'm just reading some of my articles. Building from the bottom up, doing it on my own, I'm proud of it. No, it's not common working on my own, and it's much more satisfying. I'm doing it my way because it works for me. In this day and age, we can build things ourselves. We can build our own business and lives. We do have choices in life, and yes, we shouldn't condemn others for their decision. I'm just a woman that I decided I wasn't going to sleep to the top of my success. In this day and age, of course, it is much easier to lay on your back instead of actually doing the work. Yes, maybe we should tip our hats to those that do sleep around and get their way and have things handed to them. But in my own way, and yes, I may not have much, but indeed am very satisfied with my decisions in life and how I lead my life. Any thing I work towards in my life with Golden Fans is because I work hard for it. Yeah, so, okay, I've been doing a radio show on the internet for the past 2 years, and now I'm looking to start a show in Los Angeles, California now. Yes, of course, it would be nice to have sponsors, but to start at the bottom is something you have to work, your way to getting sponsors. I don't have assistants, and I'm not sleeping my way to get sponsors or in doing any model work or film work. I don't have to sleep my way to get anything. In America, it is the land of opportunity, but nowadays, people think it's right to have things handed to them. Once again, of course, maybe it is the smartest way to sleep around to get things you want, and you can't really condemn people that do because it works for them, right? So I learned what works for me. Granted, I like to stay disease-free and going to keep it that way. In this day and age, there is not telling what anyone else could have if you want some sort of quick fix. It is like playing Russian roulette because it could take that one time and that one bullet, and bam, you've got a disease. I like knowing my medical history, not having to worry about those things, and knowing that being associated with American Red Cross, being registered in the blood bank, they keep sending me those damn postcards to give blood. But back to my point. And yeah, I get a little off base, but knowing I can build something up myself from square one, from ground zero, the bottom, and build it up with such satisfying and fulfilled with such gratification. When in life, you can take the very easy road of sleeping around to get free things and live that way. But in my own life, I feel very safe and sound in my mind, body, and spirit, knowing I can walk my head, I can walk with my head held high, knowing I did things in a way that may not be so modern as actually earning reputation of not sleeping around to get what I want in life. I feel that my soul is cleansed, not using men to make my way up the ladder in the entertainment business. I mean, think about it. If you have a reputation with sleeping around and there's a time in your situation on set or something and you really can't stand a guy very much but he knows that you sleep around, and the way you're going to get a part is to sleep with him, you're really screwed, no pun intended. So more than likely, you're going to sleep with someone that you can't stand in order to get a part of something in the entertainment business. Yes, of course, for me personally, I never had to sleep with anyone ever do anything in my life. I'm glad in my life with lovemaking and such, I could say myself, it's one thing that I'm very happy to keep private and off social media. It is good that certain things I still can really keep to myself, where I might have gone a few dates that I have to keep out of the eye of social media. It is better to keep people guessing because no one can come between anyone you like, and if you say you're not in a relationship, it may come so no one bothers you. I do a lot on social media and certain things. It is also good to keep your mouth shut about, a little off base, but I think you get my point. Having a reputation work of not sleeping with people builds more solid foundations for me and better networking. Yes, of course, it would take me a little bit longer to launch my radio show in Los Angeles, because I'm not sleeping my way to the top to make it happen. I'm actually looking for a better job for more money to help launch my show. So that way I'll be doing the show and can look for sponsors while I launch the show. I do like the feeling of saying I actually work for things in my life because I won't owe anybody anything but myself. I just have the passion to keep going forward in life. Nothing is impossible in this life because if you do work for it, it will happen. Granted, again, if you sleep around, of course, you might get things handed to you, but I'd rather have the reputation of the woman that kept her legs closed while rising to the top. Then the day will come when I'm in bed with the man of my life and lay my head down on his chest, listen to his heart, and say to him, "You are the only one I share myself with." Then we will fall asleep soundly asleep, knowing that in our kingdom is just the two of us. Just trying to bring this up. Playing on the song here. What's the song that I want to play? I'm going to play "Let Me Know" by Kodiak, and I'll be back.
I'm a be the man you dream. I don't wanna leave, I don't wanna stay. You the
I'm back for a few more minutes. Sorry that the show wasn't going to be that longer. And I don't know, Blog Talk Radio wanted to download something or have me download something when I was going live on there. I'm like, really? Out of all time when I got to launch it. So, you know, I'm working on things here, and I will be getting people on my show, each guest on my show, and I definitely will be doing that. So I'm trying to think. Another thing I wanted to bring up, I guess basically that's what I wanted to bring up on my show here. Trying to figure out. I know there was one more that I actually wanted to read. One more of my here's another one. I'll read one more. It doesn't matter what anyone says about the things you do. Who cares about haters? Don't mind the haters. They only hate because they can't do what you can do. You can make things happen. Don't worry about haters. And there's one, the picture on it is the strong-minded rise to the challenge of their goals and dreams. The weak-minded become haters. It doesn't matter what you do for yourself in your life and others aren't happy with what you're doing. More than likely, if you have contentment with your life, it doesn't matter what anyone says. I don't follow people. I lead my own life. I learned in life to succeed, you have to climb obstacles, but in time, we'll overcome them. With social media, there are many keyboard warriors, and that's all they are, keyboard warriors and nothing more. I look for myself to better myself and want to get six-pack abs and work on my dreams. No matter what anyone says, I go out and make things happen for myself, and I do all the work. Once again, I want six-pack abs, and I'm working on it without the aid of a stomach operation, without the aid of Botox, without the aid of liposuction, without the aid of steroids, and without the aid of any type of surgery, and hence the work of my slowly evolving six-pack abs. Maybe not all women want them, and honestly, I don't care what anyone thinks or says because it's something I'm working very hard on in the gym fitness center. I'm happy that I'm able to go to the center as many times as I want and happy with the atmosphere in the center. To me in life, I've proven many people wrong with things I want to do in my life. And at this point in my life, I don't care what anyone says. Because whatever anyone says or writes about me, I can shut the computer off and shut down social media, just hit the fitness center. I'm working on many things in my life, and I don't care if you can call people haters. Maybe I don't. But I think when people are miserable within themselves, they want to take the misery out on other people. I want to just go on, keep doing that. I love life. I have nothing. I know nothing can stop me, and I'm the only one that can stop myself. Even after writing this article, as I'm finished, I'm going to hit up the fitness center and enjoy my time working out. It doesn't matter about haters because my life is filled with rewarding things in my life and that I accomplish, and that's why I feel very completed as a human being and a woman. I found I have the strength to do the things in my life and can stand on my own 2 feet while achieving things I want to do in my life. Not everyone has to live their lives the same way, but basically I know I can keep improving my life with things and goals that I will keep working on. Sometimes social media can be a joke, but it is indeed a good networking tool. But, I mean, come on. Do keyboard warriors think that because they can say or write bad about someone that is going to stop them? No, I just don't think so. So you have to laugh at keyboard warriors and haters. It is good to stay focused on things in life that help to make your heart soar. The best thing is to keep going and don't stop. Granted, catnap too along the way is great. Believe me, I like to cuddle up like a little kitty cat just like anybody else to help energize myself. Life is very beautiful, and yes, 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 you do have to take the bull by the horns and go for a ride. The rides I take in life, like taking the bull by the horns, is worth it. Granted, sometimes I don't know where these wild rides by a bull may take me, but if there are chances in my life that I can take, then I'm going to take them. I try to do things, and if I fall down, the best thing to do is to rise up like a flaming phoenix and just rise above and maybe just take tiny baby steps one at a time. You got to remember, you got to rely on yourself, and you have your own free will to make things happen. Sure, you could be handed anything in life, but then you can't say that you actually worked for it in the first place. You were given it. I have more satisfaction knowing when I work for something, and that gives me a lot of joy in my life. I have nothing to prove to anyone because my life is in my own hands. In my own hands, I can move mountains that people said I would never move, and guess what? I have. I don't have to rub it in people's faces that I did things they said I wouldn't do and did them because I know I can do the things I want whether people believe in me or not. I know that I'm the one that can, I'm sorry, I'm getting tired here. I know that I am the one that can happen and believe it or not, if you work for something very hard, you too can make things happen for yourself. Sometimes some things may take a little bit longer to achieve, but in the end, it will be well worth the fight because you are the one that overcomes those struggles and obstacles in life. Yes, once again, it will be well worth it. Remember, you can make things happen for yourself as long as you work for things in life. It's beautiful to know that we have free will to do what we want in our own lives. I know right now I am done writing this article. I have my own free will to work out at a fitness center, and so I enjoy the environment in the fitness center. So never mind any haters or anyone that says you can't do something like, you know why? Because those haters and say you can't do the things in your life that you probably already did, well, those people are never going to be able to do the things you have done. So have a good day. Let's see. What did I want to end the show with? So it was great, you know, being able to do the show here. So I wanted to end the show with Unbreakable because remember, nobody can break you. Remember, you're unbreakable because when you're out there doing things, no one can stop you. Anyway, everyone, have a good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Talk to you all probably on Sunday. All righty. Bye-bye.
I'm unbreakable. Can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars. The sunroof's open. Let it shine on me. Let it rain on down. I'm on my way. You hear the sound.
Can't stop my vibe. I'm on that new shit. Wanna rule the world. Gonna run out through shit. If you ain't on my team, then get out my zone. You ain't feeling me. Now's the time to get out of my home. All I hear is blah blah. All these people talking. Wanna see me fall. Wanna see me nodding. No more magazine pages. No more headline stages. You must got it all twisted. I'm just happy to be here. I'm unbreakable.